Love Never Fails, Part 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8. Love never fails, but whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Verse 8. We continue with our meditation on 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Can I encourage you to review Love Never Fails Part 1, as we will be building upon that foundation today. The word never in verse 8 is the Greek word oudēpōtē and can be translated not once, at any time. The word fails is the Greek word ekpipto and can be translated to drop away, to be driven off course, to become inefficient, or to fall away from. Thus we begin to see a picture in our minds of this spiritual love deposited within us at the time of our new birth that never at any time falls short. Is never misdirected, never driven off course, and never falls away from its divine purpose, which is, of course, to bless others. I'm reminded of Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. The Father's love, like his word, is spiritual. Just as he requires us to speak his word, his gospel of righteousness, so that it may bless those that hear and receive it, so he looks for us to demonstrate his love. Excuse me. We that are blessed with the Father's gift of the Holy Spirit can demonstrate his love by renewing our minds to his will, which is his word. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We are transformed or changed utterly as we recognize the Father's perception of this spiritual love, agape. But then we are encouraged to prove or demonstrate this knowledge so that others may see and be blessed by that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It is the Father's will for us to love others as he loves them, unconditionally. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 7 define this spiritual love, this agape. Verse 4. Love suffers long, is slow to anger, and is kind, generous despite ingratitude. Love does not envy, is not jealous. Love does not parade itself, is not a boaster, is not puffed up, self-inflated. Verse 5. Does not behave rudely, with moral indecency, does not seek its own, seeks all, is not provoked, roused to anger, and thinks no evil. Verse 6, does not rejoice in iniquity, unrighteousness in ourselves and others, but rejoices in the truth, God's perspective of ourselves and others. Verse 7, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures or stands fast and hold one's ground all things. This is the love we've been given by grace. Can I encourage you to meditate upon these verses and to ask the Holy Spirit to lead you into all of their truth? The greatest example of these truths in demonstration is in the spiritual walk of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, as we read the Gospels, verses 4 to 7 are demonstrated over and over and over again. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, the Apostle Paul encourages us, imitate me, just as I also imitate Christ. Our Heavenly Father desires us to be motivated by love, His love, in everything we do. As we love others unconditionally, they glimpse, albeit in a small way, the beauty of the Father's love. Romans chapter 2, verse 4. Not knowing that the goodness of God leads or brings you to repentance. This word goodness is the same word translated as kind in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. Our Heavenly Father desires us to be motivated by love in everything we do. Then He can get to work. Lives will be changed. Repentance will be sought. Broken hearts will be healed. And we are blessed because we know it is His desire for us. Our lives will mirror that of the Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I encourage you to walk in that love? It is not easy, but think of the benefits to all. Have a glorious day.